NPR and HGHI's new study followed a string of economic reopening procedures launched nationwide over the last 2 weeks. Movie theaters have resumed operations. Beaches are allowing visitors. Retailers are accepting customers, and some restaurants have restored in-person dining options. In total, more than half of U.S. states have either begun to reopen segments of their respective economies or have made plans to do so in the coming weeks. All economic restart strategies currently mandate businesses and individuals to carry out continued mitigation and sanitation procedures to avoid an outbreak resurgence. Those strategies require ongoing physical distancing protocols as well as group gathering restrictions at minimum. Still, a New York Times report published Thursday pointed out that most states endeavoring to reopen do not meet requirements outlined by the White House's National Economic Reopening Plan, which recommends states refrain from lifting lockdown regulations until a clear 14-day downward trend in case counts, hospitalizations, and deaths due to the coronavirus is reported. Many state administrations, particularly those governing regions hit hardest by the pandemic, have prioritized expanding diagnostic and antibody testing capacities as they draft gradual reopening plans. On Sunday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a multi-state partnership between his state, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts to build regional testing capabilities, acquire personal protective equipment, and ultimately move to restore state economies.